playing your
The
music.
Hollywood Report with Sasha bum, Star.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, nice. Nice groovy. Hello.
Hi.
Sasha.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm on Royal Baby Watch because Meghan is supposed to pop any day.
I thought she was popping 2 days ago. Was
this
that a false alarm?
Now, so much speculation about whether or not she's actually had the baby. She said previously that she would, you know, be rather quiet about it. We were not going to be privy to a whole standing outside of the hospital, carrying the baby, picture that William and Kate gave us 3 times. In fact, today is Princess Charlotte's birthday, but I digress. That said, Harry has now agreed to go on an official engagement to Amsterdam next week, leaving people thinking, well, maybe Meghan's already had the baby. Because why would he go overseas so close to the birth of his first child?
Because when you're in UK and Europe, it's like an hour's drive.
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't want to be in that delivery room. Like, who would?
He doesn't have to be. But then there's a British radio host called Chris Evans. He's also dropped a lot of hints, saying, I'm not sure what I know, but I think I know something. He claimed that Queenie, Elizabeth II, she visited the couple at Frogmore Cottage to see the new arrival.
Oh, not to see the cottage.
No.
And do we know what it looks like inside? Has they redecorated?
No, we don't. We don't.
Wouldn't that be perceived as like a bit of a betrayal, Sasha? By the public who adore them and pay for them and support them. And, you know, didn't they owe them at least this?
It's picture? That's a weird question. Do they owe them?
They live off them. Well, do they? Am I being fair or am I kind of tarring him with a wrong brush? The Queen gets supported, right? Does he get a income?
They all get.
Okay, then he is. Then he does.
He
that's his job.
Them.
He needs to procreate and make little princes and princesses.
Well, future in the line. We'll keep an eye on it. Kate Middleton's become a dame, which is really nice. She was given a dame Grand Cross of the Royal Victorian Order title by Queen Elizabeth II. So, you know, at least some part of the royal family is being public about what's going on in their lives. Someone else has been public. It's Idris Elba. He got married last weekend.
Mazel tov. That's
yes.
Nice. Who did he marry?
He married his longtime girlfriend named Sabrina Doerr. I have no idea how to pronounce it. It's Dhowre.
Okay, understandably.
Okay, well, that was your pronunciation, which was?
Durr.
She is a former beauty queen from Canada. He actually proposed to her at the premiere of his directorial debut, Yadi. And they got married in Morocco, in Marrakesh, a 3-day event. Very colorful. They had a dinner which celebrated the colors of the souk, which is, of course, the market. We would call it a shuk in Israel. Then they had the wedding on the Friday. And the all-white party was held the following day at the Mandarin Oriental. So nice to know that we're going to see everything in British Vogue in July. That's going to be quite cool. Hmm. Now, keeping their marriage a secret.
Of course, which is why you're hearing about it on Chai FM, yes.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, who many people know as a member of the Jonas Brothers and Game
Joe
of Thrones.
Turner. No. What are they called? They haven't double-barreled their names?
No. So Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers and Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
They got hitched in Vegas. So that happened last night after the Billboard Awards. So mazel tov to them. We were expecting a French wedding, to be honest. Seems like they've gone the far more toned down route. And finally, sticking with Game of Thrones, I'm not sure if you're watching the final season, but so many people are. And the last episode, which is the third in the season, came in at 82 minutes, making it the longest running episode of the entire series, but also the most watched. 17.8 million people tuned in to see the Battle of Winterfell. And I'm not giving any spoilers about that episode.
But it took them 55 hours to film.
55 days.
Oh, sorry, 55 days. That's right.
Yes. So it was all night shoots. I would have been finished. And people actually complaining about the cinematography of that episode because it was very dark. I was expecting this because, you know,
when isn't Game of Thrones dark?
No, but it was all set at night. So it was actually quite difficult to see. And there was snow, there was fog, and just the general atmosphere. So people complained quite a lot, and there's some very funny memes on Twitter if you go and have a look. But that is the Hollywood Report for this week.
Thank you very, very much.